You might enjoy a day of walking in the Derbyshire Hills. You might enjoy a bit of a walking around the peaks of Nottinghamshire. Not that they're that high, are they, the ones in Nottinghamshire? What about spending 150 days walking? That's almost half a year from one end of Britain to the other. Well, that's exactly what my next guest is planning to do on his 30th birthday as well. Matt Wallace, good morning, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
So when are you 30?
I'll be 30 on Friday, this coming Friday.
So is that the day that this all starts?
No, that's my last day at work. That's the kind of the moment at which the life as I know it now is abandoned. for a better cause, hopefully.
Okay, well, you say better cause, and we'll come to that in a minute, but let's explain more about what you're going to do. So where will it start? What will you do? Where will it end?
So the 24th of September, I'm heading all the way up to John O'Groats, the furthest point north in our fair country, and from there I'll be heading south to head towards Land's End. And you said 150 days, about 1,500 miles. It doesn't usually take that long or is that far, but I'm going to be walking via 16 different research centres that are funded by Cancer Research UK. These are the places where the scientists and the brainy people are working on discovering everything that we don't yet know about cancer and how to help in the fight against
it. Okay, well, I'm therefore suspecting that that's cancer has something to do with why you are doing this.
I've been volunteering for Cancer Research UK for the past 3 years, and it was an organisation I got involved with for personal reasons back in 2008 when a very close family friend sadly passed away from cancer. But at the same time that there were those personal reasons coming around for me wanting to do more to help a charity like that, I was becoming all too aware of just how big a problem cancer is, how many people it does affect, the reality of the challenge that's ahead of us in trying to beat it. And I wanted to do my bit wherever I could to contribute towards that.
What do you hope walking for 150 days, visiting these cancer centres will generate?
Firstly, money. I mean, the sad reality is we can't beat cancer for free. The research that goes on in these centres costs thousands, millions of pounds. And the lifeblood of the charity is the donations that volunteers raise to help that. And awareness, secondly, by visiting each of the 16 centres, I'm going to be going in there and actually meeting the scientists that are working in those centres and talking to them about what it is that the work involves, that they're doing. And I'm going to be publicising that work through YouTube, a website that I've got, whereswallace.org, and everything else that's going to be going on for people to try and tune into exactly what the charity is doing.
Yeah, and that's a great name, isn't it? Where's Wallace?
Yeah,
it's got a real ring to it. And at any point over those 150 days, you may well be asking that very same question, and of course you can instantly find out on the website.
That's right, whereswallace.org.
Okay, well, look, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy raising the profile here. But while you're here, and we're talking about volunteering, I mean, you had a very personal reason, as you say, for volunteering. What did you get out of it, though?
There's a certain degree of satisfaction that you get from knowing that you're contributing something back to society in some respects, because I think the fabric of the country that we live in relies on the kind contributions that people can make. We've seen all too recently just how important that is. And I think anybody that can take the time out of their busy day or week to get involved with stuff should feel a great sense of pride and satisfaction from doing that.